it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And it's time for the Garden Show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Nursery. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. Happy rainy day.
It's a rainy day, that's for sure.
You know, we were complaining about it being so hot and dry. Now it probably won't turn off the rain.
Right. Well, it looks like it's going to rain for most of the day, according to the radar there, so.
Yep, it's like rain all the way up into Canada and all the way down into Kansas, so there's quite a streak going across there.
Could get a little muddy at the football game tonight in Dawson.
Paul, we've been there and done that.
Yes, we have. Many years ago.
There's a
famous picture of Dwayne. I should post that, Dwayne, on Facebook. There's a famous picture of Dwayne playing in Olivia, and that was a mud bowl. And I remember that. It's a great picture.
We had 8 inches of rain that day that we played.
Oh.
It rained and rained and rained, and I got tackled, and I got...
caked with mud.
Helmet went into the ground. I came up and there was mud all over.
Yeah, those were
good old days. And I wish all the football players and all the other sporting events going on today, it's good to have the season start again.
That's right. Well, rain is always welcome. You always tell me, I think it was your grandpa that always told you, never complain about moisture, right?
It was my dad.
Your dad. Okay.
You never complain about the rain. So we're not complaining today. We need the rain to revitalize some of our rivers, and it's always good to get some rain before, you know, it does freeze up and stuff like that, to get the trees, you know, moisture for the trees and shrubs, and our lawns really needed it.
Okay. All right. Well, Dwayne, we're going to open up our phone lines as we always do with a lawn or garden question for Dwayne. Give us a call here at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 with the question for Dwayne. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
We're kind of transitioning into fall, so our plant of the week is our fall mums or fall decorating mums. Mostly those are our annual mums. They're growing big, so you can kind of replace some of your, if you have your spring or summer pots or hanging baskets that kind of gone downhill and seen their day, kind of bring in the fall mums to revitalize the front steps or whatever. So fall mums, fall pots versus maybe replanting or replacing some of your spring pots.
Yeah, what kind of mums are those that we posted on our radio station Facebook page?
Most of the ones that are grown, we get our fall mums in from Faribault Growers, and they get cuttings and stuff from Yoder's, which is down in Florida. So we get mums from Florida. They're annual mums. They grow big and look nice for 1 year or for this fall, and then you just discard them because they won't come back if you try to plant them in the garden. We do have mums that you plant in the fall. They're perennial mums, and those are usually mammoth mums. That's a variety developed by the University of Minnesota. Or there's a series of Minnesota mums. I don't know if you remember Rich Eastham there in Madison.
Yep, absolutely.
He was a big advocate of fall mums, and he helped with those University of Minnesota mums. So we have those varieties. So if you're looking for perennial ones or ones for the front steps, we have the fall decorative ones.
Okay. All right, real good. Well, Dwayne, what's our horticultural concern of the day or week?
It continues, Paul. It's definitely getting questions and questions on what I do with my lawn this fall. Hey, because, you know, we've had, in our area, we've had enough rain to kind of revive what's going to be revived, I think. If your grass isn't turned green yet, I think you're going to have to do some grass seeding. And if you have a thick thatch layer, which means the dead grass in there, you kind of got to disturb that some way because you got to get the grass seed down to the dirt. So I don't know if you take, like, if you have a big, you know, farmyard, take a drag over that, or a dethatcher is what we call for maybe some of the smaller lawns, and then get some of that thatch out of there. And then I would soon as you can, I would be sprinkling grass seed out there. This morning before it rained would have been a great time to do it.
Okay. Yeah, actually, that's one of our questions about grass that we've got in here from one of our listeners. This person has, and I have it in my lawn too, Dwayne, they're big brown spots of grass. It's not weeds, it's grass, and it's always the last to turn green in the spring and the first to turn brown. But, it comes back, it turns green, but then it goes brown again. What's the deal there?
We have grasses, varieties of grasses that are called cool season grasses. That means that they will tolerate our cold winters. You know, they have completely different grasses in the tropics or down in Florida. You know, crabgrass is their grass down there, zoysia grass. But we have cool season grasses here, which is like bluegrass, ryegrass, and fescue grasses. And bluegrass will go dormant when it gets too hot. It'll go dormant for about 8 weeks and then it'll die. And it's about the last one. There's different varieties of bluegrasses too. And some of those don't green up till it's a little warmer, okay, because they're still dormant. So in the spring, it takes a little time for that bluegrass to green up and also now to green up. But if it isn't greened up now, I don't think it's going to green up again, so you need to get some more grass seed out there.
Okay, but it is grass. It must be different grass than what is surrounding it, right?
You know. Yeah, because usually when you plant your grass here in Minnesota, you put a mix of grass seed. That means the mix of grass seed is bluegrasses, fescue grasses, and rye grasses, and sometimes one of those varieties in there will take over your lawn, okay? But usually there's a mixture, and you'll have a nicer lawn with a mixture of grass seed.
Okay. All right, we have some questions. Oh, a lot of questions flying in here, Dwayne.
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Rose shrubs. What to do for winter care for them, rose shrubs?
I don't think we should answer winter questions.
Okay.
It's a long ways to winter. We got a long ways, but you got to know what type of rose you got, okay? If you have a hybrid tea rose, which you don't see around anymore, they aren't winter hardy here, and you definitely have to cover them up this fall. Sometimes you build a little cage around them and you fill them up with straw. Usually you put dirt around the graft of that, put dirt around and build, put straw around them to protect them for the winter. Or you used to have rose cones, but I don't recommend that because it holds in too much moisture and they usually rot. If you have a hardy shrub rose, I would just prune it back, get out the dead stuff, prune it back, and it's hardy for the winter.
Okay. Yeah.
If you have rose bushes right now, I pruned our rose bushes here, and we have that hardy shrub rose. And what they do is they'll set new set of leaves, and they'll start blooming again. So we have rose bushes that look really cool right now, and they're blooming, so don't be afraid to cut some of those long stems back, and you'll have a lot nicer rose bush.
Okay. Should a clematis be trimmed back at the end of the season or not?
You know, clematis sometimes is a complicated thing. Clematis is the vine that grows, on has to have a trellis or a fence to grow on. It has those big, usually around here you see the purple flowers, or there's red flowers or white or pink. If you look at, have the tag, there's three different types of clematis, 1, 2, and 3 they're called. Most of the clematis that are sold around here are the ones you cut all the way back to the ground. If you have a clematis, unless you have something that's really fancy, I would cut it back to the ground after a frost.
Okay.
It's a long explanation for an easy thing.
I think I...
Right?
We cut ours down to the ground almost last year, I think.
Yeah, but it grows like crazy. It grows up there, and we have a clematis now. It's one of my favorite plants. I guess when things are blooming, they're my favorite, but it's called a sweet autumn clematis. They're blooming right now. It has a small white flower, but they're very fragrant, and you can smell them about a block away. It's very, very sweet. If you need something that you need to add some fragrance and flowers in the fall, sweet autumn clematis is a great plant.
Okay, good. All right, our next question from one of our listeners, and I appreciate all the questions coming in this morning. What is the best type of tree to plant in the fall? Looking for a full sun and large tree.
You know, I learned something today, even from my stock. Is there's a we have a tree that we got in, and I thought it was called something else, but it's called a commemoration sugar maple. Okay, if you want a large tree, grows in almost any type of soil, and that's a problem around Madison Dawson because we have alkaline soil. If you want a great fall-colored tree, commemoration sugar maple would be a great one to plant. Gets to be a large tree, great fall color. It is a sugar maple, and it's hardy out here.
Okay.
One of my other ones is a fall fiesta maple. Check that one out, too. We have all kinds of trees available, and usually our trees are around 8 to 10 feet tall, so you get something when you plant to get a good start. We've been selling lots and lots of trees. People are looking for shade trees.
Yep, that's what I'm looking for, Dwayne, so I'll be over. Is it best to plant a tree in the fall or the spring, or does it matter?
Fall and spring or summer, just probably not winter in Minnesota.
Okay. Anytime.
Fall is for planting is our theme in the fall. Fall is for planting. And why fall is good for planting, that's what nature does a lot of its planting. That's when the seeds fall off, you know, on your grasses and your trees and stuff. And fall's a good time to plant because you have cooler nights, warm days, and like today you get fall rains. And a great time to establish a plant is in the fall, so don't be afraid to plant this fall.
Okay, we want to take some time here and talk about the La Caparra County Fair. Heather, Floral and Greenhouse is going to have their usual spot at the La Caparra County Fair, right, Dwayne?
Yeah, finally. We didn't have it for a couple years because all this pandemic stuff going on. And so I'm going to be happy to be at the fair again. And I hadn't been at the fair because of my health conditions for a while, but we'll be around the fair, and next week we're going to do a program from the fair, aren't we, Paul?
Absolutely. Looking forward to that.
Yep. I always enjoy the La Caparra County Fair. Brings a lot of people back to the fair, and you get to see and talk. And we're going to have a booth right outside the gardening horticulture exhibit building there, and really encourage people to do exhibits because it's always fun to see what everybody's been busy with in their gardens or whatever other projects they have. But I just like to do really quick, if you're going to exhibit in the flower exhibits there, or the vegetable type things, just remember to follow the rules, because if the judge's first thing he's going to do is follow those rules. And there's an entry form that's around town, around the county, and look that. First of all, there's rules before each category, and check out those rules. But some other rules quickly is if you're going to exhibit flowers, you got to have the right number of stems, no leaves in the water, and you have to don't let your flower wilt because it's going to be judged at the time of judging, which that does make sense because it's not 2 days afterwards. When the judge sees it, that's what the conditions it's going to be judged under. Make sure it gets in the right category, characteristics of the variety of the flower. Make sure if it's uniform, if you have to have more than one stem.
Okay.
Can't wilt. No damage, like from insects or diseases or fading colors. The overall appearance, and sometimes it's good to know who the judge is because all judges are different.
Okay, looking forward to the fair, Dwayne. Thank you for another great garden show, and we'll do our broadcast from the fairgrounds next week.
See everybody at the fair. Have a good day.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.